welcome. We are live via tape due to Dan's adventures on the dark web. So we're coming to you pre-recorded a little later than normal. So Dan, why don't you give us a nice introduction?
It's wrestling time, kiddies. Welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Features Presents Squared Circle Society, sponsored by UEW. How goes it, gentlemen? We are Flesh Wound Radio. We are here. Crackhead Todd has to go and fuck up the board. We are here.
Yeah, OCD kicked in. It's Flesh Wound Features. Flesh Wound Radio's on Wednesday. This is Flesh Wound. I know.
Squared Circle Society. I don't know. Technical difficulties, Todd.
Yeah, I know. I blame Dan, as I said. His dark web thing got us banned from live shows.
Come on, yeah. Dan!
I couldn't help it. Sometimes you just gotta see a ghost, Sid. You know? What are you gonna do?
A ghost?
Gentlemen!
Okay.
A ghost! How are you gonna fuck a goat? Or a ghost, Todd?
I've never done that, so I don't know. I wish I could fucking... You know what? I'm just going to say, before Ozzy gets mad, this is not Flesh Wound Radio, so be good.
Yeah, can we move on?
We will move on. Well, I'll tell you, I would rather be doing something with a ghost or a goat than watch AEW again, but we'll get into that. So, yes, gentlemen, we apologize. Blog Talk's screwy, so you'll be getting us a little later. But, you know, hopefully it'll still be worth it. How goes it, gentlemen? We're not even halfway through it yet. We've got a long-ass wrestling week, but we did come off of the first week of the Wednesday Night Wars. I won't lie, going in, I was very excited. We'll see how things ended up, but we still have SmackDown and Hell in a Cell to go. So, yeah. So, do you guys survive the 4 hours of wrestling? I mean, really, it's just a pay-per-view.
Ozzy,
did you survive it okay?
He wants to break the news that this is the series finale.
Wait, what? Huh?
I said this is the series finale of A Flesh Wound Features Presents... Squared Circle. Fucking, I'm saying this is our last episode because there's too much to talk about.
Yeah, wrestling has broken the podcast.
Yes. Although,
there you go.
Although we are doubling up, so we're doing 2 weeks in a row. Ozzy's request.
There you go. Yes, we are, because I was going to say there's a lot of significant stuff. Still to happen, presumably. But, so interesting now, because we're used to, I mean, we've covered AEW, but of course, we covered WWE more than anything. Where should we start? Ozzy, you have a preference? You want to hit AEW first?
Is that where, well, yeah, why not? Go for it.
Shouldn't we start with Raw? I mean, go in order, Monday?
That's what I was thinking. Okay. However, considering the situation of it being night one of the Monday Night War, that's why I was just okay going into that. But technically, maybe we should eat our vegetables before we get to the main course.
Yeah, I know. Dan likes to book like that.
All right, Todd. I'm off my game, too. But that's all right. Yeah, let's talk about Raw, actually, because Raw was pretty eventful as well. Where to start? Do we cover that awkward ass angle that closed the show? Although I didn't hate it, to be honest. Rusev's going to team up with Mike Kanellis now as the Young Cucks. That needs to happen.
I really felt gross because, like, when it happened the first time with Dolph Ziggler, I was like, okay, here we go. Vince or somebody can't accept that, like, Lana and Rusev, you know, can be together or whatnot. But now they did it again, and it was even worse this time because it was, like, longer. Like, it was, I think, triple the amount of time that it happened when it was her and Dolph. you know, the first time you got to see him make out.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird.
And then it was just kind of, it was just like, dude, they're married. Like, everybody knows that they're married, and no, and they're, nobody's, you know, like, fuck, this is just, who said this was a good idea?
Like I said, name, or Dan may have said, name one wrestling angle with involving someone's wife that ended in a positive way.
I could make a really bad Chris Benoit joke, but I won't.
I already did that. Ouch. I mean, I already did that privately, so don't be stealing my joke that I was setting up, you son of a bitch. But I mean, in all
seriousness, correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. I could be. What about British Bulldog and Diana Smith?
There you go.
Yeah, but then she also said he used to sodomize her all the time. So I don't know if that's the storybook ending you want to go with.
No, 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 Todd. That's called British doggy style.
Well, she was Canadian.
Didn't she dial that back?
Well, she was Canadian, so she didn't appreciate it. Look at Macho Man. I mean, fucking. I don't want to use Cheryl Roberts because we all know that was Jake's other demons. But I mean, yeah, it doesn't have a good history, so. Although, yeah, I will say, it was very awkward, mm-hmm. too, their making out. Like,
It kind of felt like Lashley was looking for an agent or something to give him a signal if he could stop. It didn't feel very natural. I don't see, like, Lashley coming out doing the, you know, I stole your girl, you know, hip swivel thing. I still think he's got that in it. Be funny, though.
I was just laughing because, how many times did he signal her before she came out? He was like, and here's...
It was like three or four times.
Exactly. I was like, Jesus.
It was awkward, but let's be honest, didn't it do what they wanted it to do? Because everybody's talking about that. The memes are hilarious. I mean, not exactly original, but hey, we're talking about it.
I guess. I mean, people talked about Mae Young giving birth to a hand, but it was never really remembered as something good.
True, true. Yeah, and again, Lashley's more of a monster kind of character. I just don't... I'm not sure how it's going to work, like Lashley like coming out and, you know, trying to be Rick Rude or Val Venus. I mean, it just doesn't... I'm kind of curious to see where it goes, but it really more felt like a last minute, we have to do something with Lashley kind of thing. I don't know. I get it, the chaotic ending and everything. I didn't like that blending in with The Fiend. That almost sours The Fiend for me. I kind of had an issue with that. I don't know. I was like, that should have just taken place separate somewhere. I almost forgot about Dolph. That's how enthusiastic I was about it last time. I don't know. But would you not finally admit, though, Todd, overall Raw's been better?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been great or anything, but it's been decent. I'll give you that.
Heyman's turning it around a little bit.
Slowly but sure.
Yeah, you know.
But
I you get in there.
I know. I'm just not you, Dan. You go a little crazy with it. It's great now.
Fuck you, Todd.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but it's true. I mean... Anyone who's listening...
He's not trying to be a dick. It's just natural to him.
Yeah.
It is. I'm enjoying wrestling again right now, to be honest. If nothing else, and of course we're going to get into it, at least AEW has generated some excitement in the air. Again, we'll get into it because I'm curious. Ozzy, I don't think we've heard anything from you off air about AEW, so I don't know. I have no idea what you're views are, but...
Well, because I was hosting trivia last night, and I got home like at 11 o'clock, so I tried to watch both... Well, I did watch both AEW and NXT one after the other, but I was just trying to skim through, like trying to cut as much time as I could, so I didn't have time to comment off of everything. But there was a couple things where, like, I saw, and I was like, wait, what the fuck? Like, especially main event, but we'll get to that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Todd, anything else to talk about on Raw?
No, I think we're good.
I think we'll preview the pay-per-views and everything later, but, yeah. Yeah, it was an okay Raw. I mean, it wasn't quite as good as previous weeks, but it's still definitely overall better than it's been. I'm really curious to talk about the pay-per-view, though, because we only have three matches announced, which is very strange. But, all right, AEW, let's just get right into it, because that's what I think I have the most to talk about. All right, well, Ozzy, since we have no idea what your thoughts were, overall, what did you think? Did they live up to the hype for a first episode debut that's... what now, Todd? 2 years in the making? Something like that? It feels like we've been talking about AEW forever now.
Yeah.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Something like that. So, opening with Cody Rhodes and Sammy Guevara was, like, cool, and it was a great option, like, to start, like, off with a bang, but at the same time, it's like, you guys forget that you have people to follow you, because the problem is that, like, the energy started off so hot. And then, like, the MJF promo came, and then, like, after that, it just seemed kind of everything, like, died down, so to speak. And, like, the women's match completely took me out of it, because, like, what the fuck? How in the fucking hell are you going to try and tell me, oh, these are the best women we have in our division? We have Riho, who won one match, and we have Nyla Rose, who won the Battle Royal, but has yet to win another match. That's the only thing she's ever done in this company, and you're trying to tell me these are the two best we had? Get the fuck out of here. I think that's why they actually had Britt Baker do commentary as a reminder, like, hey, this isn't it. But then even then, I'm not sure if, like, she was realizing, like, how this match was going, because she was silent half the time. Like, I forgot she was there. I thought they pulled her back.
Yeah.
And then they brought her into it.
She was doing No, I was going to say, she was doing her Tommy Dreamer commentary.
But, that threw me off. And then to have, like, Riho win, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, we have, what, why even use Nyla, like, whatever feud Nyla Rose is in now, I don't care about. I've lost a lot, like, the way they booked it, I should not care that somebody who's larger than the average female competitor won a battle royal, and that's the only victory they have in this company. Like, it feels weird to me.
It was an awkward... I mean, number one, you're right. It's hard to care about a David versus Goliath contest like that when you really don't even know David. I don't think Riho's a bad worker by any means, but she's
there's nothing
very
special
unknown.
About. I'm sorry, but there's nothing special about her. Like, I don't like. Why should I cheer her? I think it's like a charisma thing. Like, I don't care. And you know, it's nothing against her. It's just it's a natural thing.
Do you think there's a logic issue though too with Nyla? I mean, Riho looked like a baby in there with those little thick legs, and Nyla selling for her. That felt like
I know, which even makes it even worse. It makes it worse.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a couple, you know, decent spots, but, I mean, it really... Yeah, and I don't get it, because they do have some quality women under contract. That last Battle Royal, I think they dropped the ball. Because, like, somehow, like, maybe they could have had Nyla take out Riho somehow, insert herself into the match. Mercedes Martinez, did you guys hear that pop when she was in the Battle Royal? I think people were at least familiar with her. I think she would have had a very interesting match. Probably the only lady that I assume is under contract, I don't know, that physically I think would have matched up pretty well with Nyla Rose. Because, again, it's hard if you don't know. Most people don't know Riho from another jobber. So it's hard to really get invested in the story I think they were going for. I think Mercedes would have been good. I know Britt Baker might have been predictable, but it seems obvious she's, I think, the girl they're going to go with at some point. Yeah, I had a big issue with that. I didn't think the match was as horrific as some people said it was, but I definitely wasn't invested. And I think that's a big theme for this first show. I know the ratings apparently were really good, but there were a lot of people tonight for me that were not ready for prime time at all. And I'm not coming at it like Todd, where I don't like anybody unless they have the bouncing bodybuilder Luger titties.
What?
I'm not a look guy. You know you like the Luger titties, Todd. Don't
even hashtag lie. Luger titties.
Hashtag Luger titties.
I think
that's what Todd likes.
I think Dad's Dan's just quietly doesn't want to admit it, but now it all makes sense.
Fuck you, Todd. But anyways, yes, I honestly though, it wasn't just the women's match. Sammy, let's start rewinding a bit. You mentioned
Sammy Guevara. It was a good match, but it felt like more of a main event match, and it made the show feel like it was the backwards episode from Seinfeld.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree, because I'll be honest, there was some decent action here and there, but for a first show, and we'll talk about NXT, but in-ring, AEW isn't even fucking close to what NXT did last night. And I think they're going to have trouble in general being at that level. I mean, Cody and Sammy had a decent match. Again, though, I'm not really sold on Sammy Guevara. It seems like he's going to be, like, one of their big stars. I'm sorry, the guy looks like a furry. The panda thing, I'm sorry, it's just stupid. And did they really make Dungeons and Dragons a part of that feud?
Yeah, the Cutler guy.
Oh, that was Cutler. Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
I don't want
Brandon Cutler.
The internet stuff.
His purpose was to make MJF look good, which he did, and thank God MJF got to do stuff, because I thought it was like one of the biggest letdowns to not have him do something in the last main show.
I agree. MJF, I think, is the MVP of the whole company. At this point, he's an amazing heel. But yeah, I mean, Cody, Sammy, decent match. Todd, am I alone on that one? He wears a fucking panda head out to the ring. I don't get it.
I don't know. I think no, you're not wrong. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah,
I just don't know if you have a whole fuck. What's his name? Sixth Sense kid thing going on with him.
I haven't even complained about Sammy Guevara until today, Todd.
Okay. Just making sure.
Orange Cassidy I have an issue with, but okay. he wasn't on the show, so...
I know
can't bitch about
Ozzy
that.
Was upset about that. Gotta save something for week two.
That's what scares me, based on who we didn't see.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, what's funny is that people went nuts over Orange Cassidy, but you didn't even see a promo from him. That's actually what's really, like, I find interesting, because I think there's, like, a consensus, like, there's got to be some sort of consensus, like, this guy's not going to get over for a lot of people, and it's going to make shit look stupid. Like, there has to be, like, here's the thing, an act like that for a one-off show can work, but if you got to see this motherfucker week after week, somebody's going to get a little pissed off.
Yeah.
I think so. Again, maybe I'm getting old, but I mean, I wasn't even that interested the first time I saw his act. So, yeah. And like I said, Sammy's a decent worker. I did not care at all. I the presentation. Yeah, I don't know. And Brandon Cutler, he looks like. I mean, if I didn't even know his backstory, I would say who in charge is he buddies with?
But they mentioned that on commentary. He grew up with the Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know. If I didn't know that, I could guess it, though. I mean, I didn't see anything.
Here's the thing.
But at the same time, he worked like a jobber because his purpose was, I mean, MJF, that was the first thing he said, I can't tell the difference between you and the people out in the crowd.
He looks like any indie wrestler you'd see.
Yeah. He's like a discount Ben Just Incredible. I mean, I did not see. And I realize, hey, all of these guys may have better stuff out there. But I'm sorry, but just judging it on what I've seen, I don't want to say awful, but for a first show, I would say awful.
But he doesn't want to say it.
I don't know if I'd go that far. Go ahead, and I'll jump in.
Oh, no, I was just even going to say, like, even the Pac match, you know, I expected a little bit more from that. I mean, it wasn't bad. Pac and Paige had a decent match, but did they do anything that's going to make me want to tune in next week? I mean, I will, because I got a podcast, but you know what I mean? I just feel like there's going to be a big drop-off at some point if they don't put on better shows, because I just can't imagine the casual fan being blown away by anything last night.
I agree with you on there. The problem and what needs work is like the actual meat, the in-ring product. That main event, I don't think we touched on it, but that should have been a disqualification. As soon as Moxley put his hands on Omega, like, when the ref didn't ring the bell, I was thinking to myself, what the fuck is happening? And I only thought to myself, like, imagine what they told the ref in the back, like, okay, Moxley's going to knock out Omega, they're going to go at it, and you're going to let the match go. You know, and the ref must have been like, fuck, you know? But then, here's what pissed me off, is that here you have the Bucks, in a 2-on-3 situation with Jericho, and that was LAX, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah. With LAX, and they were unable to put them away, and there was no sense of urgency. Like, hey, they're outnumbered. Let's try to finish this. If you see a power play in hockey, if you're not familiar, when a player gets penalized and he's in the box for 2 minutes, it's a 5-on-4. And the team with 5 plays much more urgently to try and score a goal because the other team is outnumbered. There is no fucking sense of that urgency, and the fact that, like, it just made the Bucks look like a million bucks. And it, like, I didn't buy it. It was just, it's like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And then I understand why they did the Moxley thing and they did the Jack Swagger thing and they had all that stuff come out at the end is because, like you said, Dan, did they do anything to make that makes me actually want to tune in next week? To like a fan that is able to look in depth? No. But to somebody who's like, oh, a new wrestling show? Let me see what it's about. And they see it end with all this chaos and everybody going nuts, you know, because this one guy appeared to come out of nowhere. And then you have JR and Shivani selling former MMA fighter, like, as an individual show by itself to attract a new fan. I think it did more for them than it did the I don't want to say the casual fan, but, like, the more hardcore fan or just
the audience.
I guess for me, the fan, I like to say I can tell bullshit when I see it.
They
you know what I mean?
They did more
and
for the
casual. Chaos because they just go for it.
No, I was just going to say, I think I get what you're trying to say. Because they weren't playing to the audience they already have. They were trying to get the casuals.
Exactly. And the way the show was formulated, with having Jericho attack Cody, and then at the very end, have that same attack with Chris Jericho and all these guys beating up on the guy who you saw get the first win on AEW. And when Cody Rhodes got the first win, they made it such a big deal. They made him look like a $1 billion, right? So that then, as an individual show, they introduced, this guy is our top hero. This is the guy you want to like. So at the end of the show, when you see the prototypical Chris Jericho being heel, like, yeah, to a casual fan, that's going to attract them to tune in like, oh, man, I hope Cody Rhodes gets his revenge on Jericho. What's going to happen this week?
I have to
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
But that's basically what my point was, is as an individual show to the casual fan, you know, as an upstart wrestling promotion, because, like, if you were to compare the two between NXT had an advantage because they were able to continue storylines. But at the same time, they spent so much time focusing on, like, let's do this one show to get new fans, to get new fans and appeal to casual fans. It seems like they didn't do a good job building any other storylines other than the main. Like we know Adam Page had his shot, but really, ultimately, what's the one feud in AEW? It's Jericho and Cody, what they've established. And I think it's because they're trying to, you know, just establish everything from TNT versus try to rely so much on their show, on their big shows, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, a cardinal sin that they've already committed, and a full just old school TNA fail, they should not, in my opinion, have signed Jack Swagger.
I won't say that, but he should not have closed. That shouldn't have been the big,
well,
oh my
he
God.
Definitely
yeah.
shouldn't have closed. But, I mean, AEW right now does need desperately more talent. Jack Swagger, decent worker, never a draw. Never was. He lucked any yet, and it not no fault to WWE on him.
I call bullshit on that. He was getting over with
the
Hold
on.
Hold
on.
Okay.
We the People, yes, he did. He did stumble into that. I think that was more to do with Dutch Mantel and Deb Coulter.
But you said you can't fault WWE. They pumped the brakes on that. So yes, you can fault WWE.
He blew a wellness test there, Todd. He was scheduled to get the belt off of Del Rio. I have to blame him for that.
I guess that's true. At best,
he's a mid-carder. And I just don't think he was the one to close. And I don't know. I mean, I'm just, like, looking at AEW. I expected them, maybe a Jeff Cobb or something, you know, even an indie-type guy that has some name value behind him. I'm like, the best that you had for the debut episode was Jack Swagger.
The feeling I had when he showed up. I thought, like, I understand what they wanted. Like, they wanted everybody to go nuts because, oh, look at this guy that was from WWE. Now we got him. They wanted that, like, feeling. Like, Lex Luger showing up on Nitro. That's what they wanted, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But, and the feeling you, like, I was thinking the same exact thing. Like, wow, the best you could do is Jack Swagger. And nothing against him, but, like, if I was Tony Khan, I would have personally called CM Punk and been like, how much money do you want? Just give me a number. I would have paid him whatever he wanted, because if Punk showed up at the end of AEW, the roof would have literally blown off. They would have had do some repairs to that mother. People would have rioted.
How can you say that when we all know he's going to be at SmackDown Friday?
Shut the fuck up.
He is in L.A. He's confirmed in L.A. because he was at Beyond Fest to premiere his new movie.
That's true.
Oh, man. All right.
So whatever. Let the rumors begin. I actually don't think it's going to happen. But also, I'm kind of like, Triple H commented on it. He's like, well, there's nothing going to happen anytime soon. So that he did the anything can happen, nothing's happening anytime soon. Which, for him to comment and say that means maybe something.
Anything can happen in the WWE.
Which also means that it could be happening, and he's trying to, like, act like it's not. But speaking of Triple H, here's the one thing I kept hearing. Oh, look at Cody Rhodes. He's not like Triple H. He'll open the show. I call 100% bullshit because that was solely so they could say he was legitimately the first person out to wrestle a match on TNT in how many years? So that was an ego stroke.
18 years.
So
18 years. And he even came out before Sammy Guevara.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Tell you another thing. You know, like,
that. Yeah, so that wasn't. But people are like sucking his dick for not being Triple H and having to close. He did the same shit.
He was there at the end.
Yeah, exactly. But his match wasn't.
I'll be honest.
That's the excuse.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I'll be honest. I mean, there's not a whole lot. Oh, I'm well, this kind of fits because I don't want to miss this because this I thought was really stupid too. And I didn't really see many people comment on it. At the end of the women's match, why the fuck is Kenny Omega arguably, well, probably at some point your top star, coming out for that to confront Nyla Rose? I don't get that. That felt like, I don't know, like Hulk Hogan coming down to save, like, the Red Rooster or something. You know what I mean?
Maybe they were establishing their second face, that they wanted you, their second hero that won't stand in the face of injustice and will stick up for the little person, even though she just beat that other person for the championship. You know.
Should have beat her then, at least. I don't know. There was a whole lot of little stuff. I will say, and this is a question for you, Ozzy, I didn't think the commentary was as bad as I was expecting it to be. I thought
Shivani was a lot better than what I would, like, when I first saw him, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, Shivani. I wonder how this is going to be. But here's the thing is that I think he still does baseball. So he's never gotten out of it.
And
when his voice gives the product like a natural sports feel. But who is this other guy?
Like, Excalibur.
Or no, Excalibur. I was thinking of the NXT motherfucker. We'll get into that in a bit. Jesus.
I think Excalibur... I think Excalibur annoyed me less with these two. I think he took a bit more of a backseat and just popped in once in a while. But Tony was also calling MLW, so he's never... I mean, besides baseball, he got into MLW recently. AEW got him away from that.
Got it.
So, my biggest issue was... I know Dan kept saying, and I agree, that they talked about WCW too much.
They did. No, they... It's
the only thing they didn't mention of WCW was the fact that they used the same camera angles. That's the only thing they didn't mention.
And apparently they had TNA's tunnels, if you noticed.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I thought the production was decent. I mean, you know, the look, it was different.
Really? Was different? I thought it looked exactly like it was emulating WWE. Even to the point they were doing the same commercial gimmicks. And I have an issue with them going to commercial during a beatdown angle. That was fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah. Actually, both shows. We'll get into it with NXT. But although I thought it was only the first half hour. Some people were like, oh, they aired all these commercials. I was like, wasn't it only the first half hour that wasn't supposed to? Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of anything on AEW that was, like, really good. It made me excited at all. And again, I think some of the luster has died down a little bit for, Omega and the Bucks.
So exactly like I predicted months ago when Dan was sucking the AEW dick?
I mean, when they do something good, yeah. Again, the best thing they've ever done was probably Cody and Dustin, though, and that's two former WWE guys. So, yeah. I mean, they committed the TNA spin with Jack Swagger, and they already said they weren't going to do that. And, oh, my God, am I going to rant on some podcasts and journalists because they are on the AEW dick. because Jack Swagger, to me, was a TNA move. he adds nothing. There had to be some... I mean, if you can't get Jeff Cobb, who I know he's, I think, getting close to being a free agent if he isn't already, there had to be somebody else. I think it would have been better even if it was just some monster that people weren't aware of. Because, again, the faction doesn't make any sense. How does Jericho, LAX, Jack Swagger, none of them make sense together?
It sounds like the opening of a joke. So Chris Jericho, LAX, and Jack Swagger walk into a bar.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, well, these are our heels. We'll just put them together. They make no sense as a faction. And I mean, Swagger's a big dude, but I just don't see him as, like, the muscle for me. And it's like, I know, like, everybody's like, oh, yeah, but he's, like, got the MMA thing. I'm like, he beat a couple fucking jabronis. I mean, he did better than CM Punk, but he's not, you know, if he won the UFC title or something, hey, then you can make a case for bringing him in. But beyond that, it's just like, I saw that guy not too long ago on Main Event working with Mojo Rawley. am I really supposed to get excited? The irony, too, is, and I'm not saying it would have been a good move, but there were two rumors going in, and it was Jack Swagger and Wade Barrett. Barrett was reported to have signed, like, months ago. I think I would have been happier with Wade Barrett. Again, it's still questionable, but at least he was on the verge of being a main eventer, a legit main eventer, I should say. Jack Swagger was never there. It's like adding Tom Zank to the Four Horsemen. You know what I mean? Not a bad worker, but you tease that shit and it's the fucking Z-Man. Come on. Doesn't make sense. I don't know. But, yeah, I just don't have, like, that one bright spot. I mean, some decent wrestling, sure, but nothing even fantastic there. Yeah, I don't know. That was... And, oh, and I'm going to throw them out there. What Culture Wrestling, totally on the AEW dick. Because most of the people that I listened to, because I was curious, because I don't want to just be like, maybe I didn't like it, maybe I missed something. They, very little criticism of AEW out there from the big dogs. And, yeah. Do you think AEW is inherently immune from criticism from the internet wrestling community?
I don't know if they're immune.
Omega, the Fox.
I think right now they are, but once they start being on TV too much,
it's a honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'd love to just meet somebody face to face that's going to tell me that was a great 2-hour show. I really would. And
as an individual show to a casual fan, I think they think. I think to the casual fan, it was a great show.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
I will say I have spoken to somebody who told me it was a great show. And from a casual fan's perspective, I understand that because it was clearly established. These are the good guys. Everybody likes the good guys, and everybody's booing the bad guys. Whereas, like, WWE, they tried to force it so many times with John Cena, it kind of, like, messed with people's heads that, like, people that just wanted to see, oh, good guy, bad guy, cool. You know? It simplified things.
Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah. For me, week one, thumbs down for AEW. But I'm still rooting for them. I certainly hope they don't go the way of TNA. I mean, I don't want that to happen because, again, overall excitement's in the air right now. But so segueing into NXT, I thought that was an awesome show. By far... the best match, certainly in NXT, I've seen out of Matt Riddle. That title match shocked the hell out of me. I thought that was excellent. It felt like a takeover almost on TV, which was really nice. And I think, again, can you compare, I mean, in-ring, would you not all, I think we would all agree that AEW doesn't hold a candle to NXT right now.
Yeah, 100%
comparing
agree.
Rosters, yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see AEW busting out a Walter Tyler Bates or a, you know, or an Adam Cole Matt Riddle anytime soon. And some of their best matches we've kind of already seen. We've seen Omega and Jericho elsewhere, and I don't know. I hope they have some surprise signings. But what did you think in general of NXT, Ozzy? Did you have a good time with it?
I did, and I was telling somebody today, the one advantage that that NXT has, I think, in my opinion, a major advantage, is the smaller venue. The smaller venue makes for such a cool show, because here's the thing, is that with fewer people there, the people there want to be there, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, the people at AEW, they get so wrapped up in the fanfare of it, you know, and, like, all the, like, glitz and glamour, you know? It doesn't feel like organic excitement. There's, oh, look, I'm on TV. You have the signs say, look, I'm on TV. Whereas NXT, when you hear a chant, it's crisp. Everybody's chanting, and you can understand it. So maybe to a casual fan, NXT isn't that attractive, because they're like, what's this wrestling show in a smaller building? Why do I want to see that when I can see this place that's in a bigger building? You know?
That's always been an issue, too, for casuals.
But what pisses me off is that makes it such a better show when you have a smaller crowd.
I agree.
But talent-wise, and then having the surprises, like having Finn Balor show up, I thought was awesome. I thought it was a great detour for him, because if you think about it, he's essentially sharing a locker room with AJ Styles and the club, essentially, and they're not supposed to form a faction. You know what I mean? Like, it helps separate things. Not a detour, but rather, like, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't use the word detour specifically, but I just meant another path, you know, in his how he's being booked. I prefer him being on NXT where he can feud with guys like Adam Cole. I want to see Finn Balor and Adam Cole.
Oh, yeah.
And it wouldn't get the attention it deserves on the main roster. It would be tucked away as the opening match on SmackDown, or on 205 Live, or something stupid. You know, like, I think having the Undisputed Era right now is all the champions, you know, like, with, basically you're telling these new fans, like, oh no, these are the guys, this is like the faction, these are like the baddest guys here, and Adam Cole opening the show, and Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish closing, like, it, as a show to build further shows, NXT established that, check that box, better than AEW did. Like, AEW has their one big feud. Okay, Cody and Chris Jericho. Yeah. But, like, to a lot of wrestling fans, the non-casual wrestling fans, like, okay, like, we've seen Jericho a lot. What else you got?
Yeah.
Whereas with NXT, this is Adam Cole, Finn Balor. Oh, shit. And then you have this faction, and then you have Tommaso Ciampa coming back. Like, shit's getting real. You know what I mean? And what's great is that Johnny Gargano can just be this NXT guy, and there's no, like, work. Because every time during his entrance, I'm sure you would have thought, okay, it's a matter of time before they call him up on the main roster. He's been in NXT forever. I think they even mentioned he's wrestled in the most takeovers. But to have him be that Mr. NXT guy, like how Tommy Dreamer was Mr. ECW, is great for him, and I think he'll do better in that role as opposed to being called up to either Raw or SmackDown and essentially jobbing to Baron Corbin.
I agree, and it's interesting.
It will be jobbing. Baron Corbin is a superstar, so knock that shit off.
Shut the fuck up. I refuse to accept your bullshit.
I know you had to be dying about the throne gimmick this week breaking.
Well,
yeah, that was funny when Orton cracked.
The universe has many ways of working. So
I've got to say though, like now I think Balor was a great move. I mean, legit star, and you know he has the NXT roots, so it's not like. You know, we're shoving Randy Orton or something on NXT, which if, when they do that, then it ceases to be.
Oh, you mean
is.
Like Big Show in ECW?
Yes. When they do that, and that could fucking happen, because again, AEW, at least what I saw, had won the night. That was kind of predicted, because again, they had the mystery going in. But, alright, so Balor, great move. I think they could overdo it, like even guys that we love. I you know, all right, you got Balor, but then are they going to shove Nakamura? Are they going to shove Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens, which was rumored? I think they risk too much because part of the joy of NXT was discovering new talent or new to most people, anyways. I mean, Dijakovic and Keith Lee. I mean, holy shit! Look at that feud. Those matches have been amazing. And, you know, aside from hardcore wrestling fans that follow, you know, PWG and everything, they haven't seen those guys before. I hope they don't try and stack the roster with big names from the main, whether they have NXT roots or not. I think that would be a mistake. I don't want to see them break from formula. And I think, honestly, the ratings I think will be pretty good for NXT. You know, I mean, they may take a little time, but who knows? They may even reach Raw and SmackDown levels at some point. It's not impossible. But I hope Vince doesn't get a wild hair up his ass because AEW is either close or beating NXT. That's my fear. Like you said, Todd, that's when you get Big Show. Maybe they'll bring back Ric Flair. We'll do the... hardcore match tour, whatever the hell they called that. Yeah, I just hope they don't do that. Because NXT's perfect. Or close to perfect, I should say. The tag match at the end was great.
Io Shirai and Mia Yim?
Yeah. That was good.
Like, like when you saw these women's matches here, compare that to Nyla Rose and Riho, I'm like, come on, like,
not
are
even
you kidding?
Close.
Like, Shayna Baszler and Candice LeRae versus Riho and Nyla Rose? Like, look at those two matches. Like, how did...
Nyla...
How could... I mean, I just thought, like, AEW blew such a big opportunity because they had all this time to, like, to get this talent that could be like a Candice LeRae and Shayna Baszler. But instead, it seems like they took the... They took the, I don't want to say the easy way, but rather that they...
the headline.
The typical, fuck, what am I thinking? The overpowering heel and the small little baby face who nobody thought could do it.
Yeah.
Like, it just recycled, you know?
And the sad thing is, now, I think Nyla Rose is green as shit. She didn't look as bad last night as I've seen... you know, in some other matches, but she's one of those ones. It's kind of like WWE with Lacey Evans right now. It's just like, if they had given it another year, I do think maybe there's something there, but it's not yet. Nyla Rose, they could have had for the next 6 to 9 months destroying, just pounding her way through the roster, doing squash matches, build up her name. They shouldn't have launched her right into the main event. You can just tell she's not ready, and maybe she would be. Again, there's still the logic issue, I think, for a lot of people, because it just looks like one shot from her on any of these women would put them in the ICU. But, yeah, I don't know. I think they went for the headline. I mean, and the sad thing is, again, there's better trans... workers out there. I don't know. And I don't believe that story going around that they didn't know that she was a transgendered person when they signed her. That just
get the fuck
of
out of here
to me.
Yeah.
Cody said it. Said they didn't, or Cody or Brandy, I think it was, said, "Oh, we didn't know when we signed her." I'm like, "Oh, come on, yeah, you did." I mean, that's great, but don't, you know, don't just go for the headline. Wait, she could be a huge draw, but not yet. But anyways, yeah. Oh, we skipped over this. How did we skip over Hulkamania running wild at the terrorist show?
No.
Did you guys think for at least 2 or 3 seconds that they were going to announce Hulk Hogan versus Ric Flair?
I did. Halloween I thought night? It was going to happen. I seriously thought that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, this is going to make Goldberg and Taker look good. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Hogan trying to drop the leg and then blowing out his fucking hip?
I'm kind of bummed it's not happening now.
I'm surprised, being, you know, a 10-man tag, I think they said it was, that they didn't just stick them in there. Although, I don't know, Flair at this point, I don't think could ever get cleared.
Yeah.
I could see them letting Hogan just brawl a little bit, but, yeah, I don't know.
I'm curious if they're each going to come out individually. So Flair comes out to his song, and Hogan comes out to Real American in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
I think. Well, yeah. Well, he already.
I wonder how that'll get over.
Didn't he already go to Saudi Arabia?
He did for that.
Yeah.
And well, you don't remember because nothing happened. He just came out and said hi. Basically.
Yeah, and they played his theme.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, my bad.
Yeah, I know. But I think,
forget him. That's why you forgot.
I think the teams will probably come out to the theme. What day is it? That's on fucking Halloween, isn't it?
Yeah. Halloween, well, day. Yeah, I guess we'll have it like, what, like 11-ish my time in the morning?
How many is it?
10 or 11?
I don't know if I'm getting up to 8 for all that. I may be watching that shit on November 1st.
You don't want to see Brock Mysterio, because I'm... Obviously, that's going to be one of the matches.
Only if Brock gets payback for what's his name, Barrow.
If Brock breaks out a 619,
yep,
or a 187, whatever you want to call it,
that's Ray's new finisher.
I knew that was when I was watching Raw at the beginning, and they did the Dominic beatdown. You hadn't watched yet. I'm like, this is going to be a top 10 Raw for Todd. It doesn't matter what else happens. Baron Corbin could main event with Mojo, and it would still be your like top 10.
I like Baron Corbin. Down. King Corbin.
As long as they don't put him in the main event.
Ozzy's
no, I heard you. I heard you. I'm no selling it because you saying that activate the same neurons as the sound I hear when somebody vomits.
I wish you had that reaction when certain people got beat up in the back. I wish Bob was on.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bob's always MIA. Yeah. But we're going to have to kidnap him while I'm down there so he can do some shit with us.
You know what? I should really have somebody record with me so that way I can have somebody, hey, like, hey, remember this happened. And I'd be like, oh, shit, yeah. If only. But, you know, I'm recording by myself, so, you know.
You know what? I'm just, I will just say for those listening, because of Blog Talk's fuck up, we are trying recording a different way. I think this could come in handy recording commentaries.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm kind of curious to see how this comes out. I didn't think it was possible. I thought you had to have certain equipment, but
yeah, I do. It's called it's called a screen recorder.
I thought I needed it too, Todd. God damn it.
Nope.
I'm tech special, Todd.
I know.
Don't mock me.
You're a tech adventurer.
Yeah, so. Oh, Ozzy, did you pop for Jay and Silent Bob? I mean, that was amazing. I wish they had got physical, though.
I have an issue. I'll tell you what it is in a second. I want to hear Ozzy's reaction first.
Did you guys hear Muse got in trouble? Because he was, I guess, I don't know what streaming thing he was on, but he was filming shit backstage before the women's match, and they were shooting, I guess, or doing promo photos of Riho with the belt. So, I don't know. I guess he spoiled it for somebody. I don't know what he was on, but I was listening to his show that apparently that happened. So,
is he from Delaware?
Yeah. Ah, there you go. You name dropped. I was going to make a reference to that, but okay.
I said Delaware. Yeah, I said Delaware. I didn't say who.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
But I think I used an H. So whatever. I don't give a fuck. God damn it, that threw me off. I had a point, now I lost it.
If you're going to use celebrities...
It's all right. Oh, Nobody's listening at this point.
Used relevant celebrities.
Well,
I'll say that.
Ozzy, like, you're not wrong.
That's the audience.
We are pre-taping, so literally no one's listening.
No, you... Oh, I fucking hate you.
So, no, yeah, what was your reaction to Jay and Silent Bob before you get to mine?
It's like, oh, because they're going to promote their movie.
My reaction was, they kept calling him Jay and Silent Bob. That was annoying me. It's Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. But no, they just kept calling him Jay and Silent Bob. The man has a name.
God, they're keeping kayfabe, damn it.
Unless Chucky doesn't run in and they do a three-way with RoboCop, I'm not into it.
I want Jay and Silent Bob in a two-on-one against Nyla Rose at Full Gear, the next pay-per-view.
Although,
that I will pop for.
Although I did not know Chris Jericho was in the movie.
Yeah, apparently he has a big role, too. At least
I know.
That's how they were selling it.
Spoiler, I would have popped.
God damn it, Dan.
They said it on TV.
I didn't know he had a major role.
I didn't either.
They said
that's what Dan did.
Well,
that's
I
it.
Ozzy.
Now I know they
he's probably like an antagonist.
Ozzy.
Well, it could be a cameo, but they said he starred in it, so. Yeah.
I
that's
probably
what they say with everybody.
They do that. But the one good thing is.
Starring in The Scorpion King. Or no, it was The Mummy Returns. Or whatever the fuck.
The Rock.
It was Hakuma Shente was the only thing he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starring The Rock.
I used to go around kicking people.
Starring Drew Barrymore.
Well, technically, that was a swerve.
Yeah, that
was the Janet Leigh Psycho. Yeah, that was done on purpose. I can't even give you credit for that one.
All right.
That one's okay. But I used to walk as a joke and like punch my brother in the nuts and go to Haku Machete. I haven't heard that in a while. That was just a running gag, just bam, Haku Machete.
I don't even get it.
Punch somebody in the ball. Kiss, Todd, it's funny.
Okay, I don't get the reference, so.
That's just all he yelled. Like, he was barely in Mummy Returns.
Oh!
Minus.
I've blocked that movie out.
Yeah.
I've talked about it numerous times. That is the movie that made me discover that the summer blockbuster was garbage. It's gotten better since, but summer action block. Oh my god, that movie is literally the same fucking movie again, except with Digi Rock.
Yeah,
sorry, I don't want to go into mummy rant. Ozzy's gonna get mad at us.
No, do your fucking mummy rant. Whatever you want to do, man.
Technically, I could. It is wrestling related.
Whatever you want to do.
So let's preview SmackDown. Any predictions, thoughts, any chance in a snowball's chance in hell that somehow they'll go against the obvious and actually have Kofi beat Brock? Or is that just wishful thinking?
Anything's possible. I don't see it, but anything's
possible.
No,
I think that's going to happen.
You think he is?
You do.
Yeah. Because it'll be a big shock for something.
Uh-oh, I got it. His former best friend's going to come and help him. His old traveling buddy. No?
Brad Maddox.
No. Oh, Kofi's God. Old traveling buddy was CM Punk. See all the clues are pointed.
That would be pretty big. That'd be pretty big. Although it would also, you know what I'd kind of be cool to see?
What?
If after the match, Xavier and Big E turn on Kofi.
That's possible too. It's time.
That would be. You think they're just afraid to do that still, though? Like, they're one of their hottest acts, and they're just going into this deal. I mean, I think they should. I'd love to see it around WrestleMania time.
Well, you got to build towards something. You know, like,
yeah,
we're getting to Survivor Series. Usually, this is around the time they start planting the seeds for, like, hints of the Rumble and who's going to win. You know, like, and you're right. New Day is one of their biggest acts. So why not have them feud with each other?
True. Yeah. It's a risk. Well, it's not really a risk because, I mean, let's be honest. They'll feud. They'll get back together at some point. I mean,
they have to break up sooner or later. And I think at this point it'll be sooner rather than later. Because it's been going on how long? It's been going on a while.
Yeah. They've had a good run.
They've been on a longer run than The Shield.
Yeah, much longer now, I believe.
So, they saw how that formula worked, how they were able to get Roman Reigns as an individual superstar, Seth Rollins as an individual superstar, and up until, like, you know, he wasn't down with what he was being booked with, Dean Ambrose as a single superstar. All three of these guys, people believed them to be main event contenders. So why would they not follow that same formula?
Here's the question, though. Who's the big... See, I don't know if both should turn, and that's where it's a little questionable. I mean, who's the singles feud? Kofi and E or Kofi and Xavier?
That's what I mean, it would... First, we need to determine who would be the one making the turn. Would it be Big E and Xavier turning on Kofi because they've become jealous that he's now the champion, or is it just Big E who feels, hey, he's bigger than both of them and he should be champion, and Xavier still stands by the side of Kofi?
I kind of like the idea because I know everybody's always said, oh, it's going to be Big E. I think Xavier's a legit star too, and I don't know. I
he
feel
can
like
carry himself on the mic.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I don't know. Big E, it feels like he's better as a face. He just has that personality. I mean, yeah, he's a big, scary dude, but I don't know. I mean, you go back to his early stuff as a heel, and he was never as interesting. I don't know. I like Xavier Woods. I think that could pay off. Pretty big for them, but
Xavier feuding with Kofi, that would be legit. Some legit shit. And you know, wasn't Xavier's initial idea of the faction is that he wanted to be like a new Nation of Domination type?
Yeah.
So he could branch off and just do that, and that would just, like, you want to talk about kicking something off for a new network? What's better than Turf Wars?
I agree. It would get people talking. And I like everybody always talked about, oh, it'll be Big E. And I don't know. I don't think it needs to be. But, yeah, we'll see. That match will be interesting. I do feel your scenario, I mean, if you did have Punk do something, that would be...
And for the record, I'm just, I don't really think he's going to be there. I'm just stirring it up. Stirring the pot.
Well, no, you're just dropping it so that way, just in case, in the off chance that it happens, you can say, oh, yeah, I called it on the podcast. And what you're going to do, you're going to somehow wait, or you're going to pull the podcast, you're going to edit out where you just said, oh, I really don't think he's going to be there. You're going to edit that part out so that way you can be like, oh, no, I called it.
Well,
the night
before. In the back of my head, I think there's a possibility, because all of the signs, the fact Triple H commented, which he normally hasn't said a goddamn word, that's the one thing that makes me curious to see if it actually happens. I'll tell you.
It's going to happen at some point now.
I'll just tell you like this.
Yeah.
Because I will be standing outside of Staples Center for other reasons. If I hear the roof blow up, I know it's happened.
Oh, yeah, my God. I mean, he's openly talked about, I mean, yes, I know it's like, oh, well, this isn't WWE, it's Fox, but it's essentially WWE, let's be honest. If he's willing to do that,
right, that's
and Punk's, what, 41 now, 42, something like that, 41, I think. If he's willing to do that, he will take a seven-figure payday to come in and work some matches. I don't think we'll ever see Punk like on the road full time again or anything like that, but he'll come in for some big matches. I have zero doubt. And it'll be interesting how you book him. I mean, I know it's like, oh, Triple H is obvious, but Triple H doesn't have that same reputation now. You know what I mean? I don't know if the holding somebody back thing now works when everybody loves him for what he's done with NXT. So I don't know.
Not everybody. He still gets shit for holding people back. I still see a pop up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Here's the difference. I mean, they're not trying to take his spot now, if we're being real.
True. But what top guy hasn't been accused by somebody for holding people back?
And honestly, that. You fight for
your
spot.
You're never honest, Todd.
You fight for the spot you get. The spot you got. You don't want to lose that shit. Just like Ozzy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He does the same thing with his, with a certain other person that I won't name because that would just be rude.
You got to keep that spot. I agree. But, no, it's going to happen. And I would not be shocked. I mean, we know we have The Rock, and I feel like they already didn't he already announce something about CM Punk say he wants him to call him. I feel like they're gonna do something.
Well,
where maybe he rings
here,
and then Punk comes out in person. That's what I think it'll be.
That would be because yes, it goes back to last time they were at Staples Center, and they were filming the Page movie. Which, ironically enough, I was outside flyering for that show. They were filming the Page movie, and so Rock came out at the end, and he was talking. And because what's-her-name was dressed up as AJ Lee, a huge CM Punk broke out, and then Rock was talking to the crowd. He's like, what, I'll call him, and that's when he called him. So that's where that all originates from.
Yeah. I was going to say Punk talked about it at StarCast, that whole... yeah, I saw it, and I just didn't answer, I guess. I can't remember. He said he was, like, walking his dog or something. I don't know what WWE would have done if he had answered.
They were already freaking out.
Stop suing me, Vince. Yeah, or he just says hi to Dr. Amon. Do you have a Z-Pack for me?
See, that's the only issue I think there is. Him coming back and him still being there.
Is it, though? I mean, they probably just wouldn't have him dealing with them. Because, again, he's not going to be on the road. I think he's done with that. Apparently, that movie's pretty damn good from what I hear. So, I don't know how far he'll be able to go in movies, but... we'll see. I'm excited for SmackDown. It sounds like they're going to really bring out the big guns, and but we also have to talk about Hell in the Cell. Did a foregone conclusion that the Fiend beats Seth, because I think it has to happen.
It's the only way he can look credible now.
Yeah.
Agree. They did
such a fucking terrible job burying him, having him lose to fucking Randy Orton, and having him project worms on the fucking wrestling ring like a fucking joke.
Oh, man. Yeah, that, I still, I've ranted about this before, but you go from Bray Wyatt finally, because he was being booked bad even then, but he finally gets the belt. It looks like it's going well. Then it's like, oh, we need an Orton title run. And then, oh, we need a Jinder Mahal title run. What the fuck, WWE? Hopefully they don't do that again anytime soon. But, yeah, I'm there's so much excitement in the air. The Fiend stuff has just been really, really good for something that, when it started out, I think everybody thought was stupid.
I skimmed through the videos, those promos, until, like, I saw something, like, I saw it was actually leading to something. That's when I started paying attention and I looked back. But initially, I was just skimming through that shit.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Bray Wyatt. I felt really bad.
Yeah, no, because it was a slow burn, and it felt like, you know, this was a borderline, like, it felt like a WCW, no, even WWE gimmick from the Attitude Era that just wasn't going to last. Kind of a key situation. It just felt, yeah. But once he unveiled the Fiend, I'm like, oh, okay, I see where they're going with this. This is going to be more Mankind than, you know, WCW 7. And yeah, I'm very excited. I'm curious how it'll play out with him on TV every week. I hope they can keep the momentum and not, you know, make it stale. But yeah, so far so good. I love it. I think that's going to be a hell of a match. I get a distinct vibe that we're going to see an extra crazy spot out of Seth in that one. I don't think it'll be as simple as just this basic shit that we've seen out of a lot. Some matches haven't been very good in recent memory. I think this one should hopefully be pretty good. Yeah, no, I'm excited. Even again, AEW was a turd for me, but I'm still in general, my inner child is very happy right now. Yes, I know, Todd. I'm positive.
Yeah, calm down, New Day.
Can I be positively Dan now?
No. I'm gonna say no on that. Gimmick.
I'm okay with that one.
Until I start stalking somebody's wife or girlfriend, then that's not cool. But yeah, be positively paid. All right, what else did? When did WCW and TNA go wrong? That kind of factors into our theme tonight. Todd, for you, I know I'm kind of was more of a WCW guy than I think maybe you guys were. But can you remember at a certain point, like a specific point in TNA as well, where it went wrong and there was no turning back?
When everyone was in the NWO?
Okay, that's true. That's, although they needed numbers, I guess, that's always been the defense. It's like, well, if we only have three guys, how realistically would we destroy an entire company?
Yeah, but there was like no one left that was credible to fight them.
True, yeah. But let's be honest, it started off pretty good. I mean, the Sting angle. Again, I'm just saying, WCW did some good stuff at the beginning. I mean, fuck, I can remember Lex Luger actually being popular for a while when he took the belt off Hollywood Hogan at that point. Yeah, I think you actually kind of got my answer for that one. What about TNA, though?
I'm sorry, can I jump in there real quick? Because I wasn't asked any, you know, sort of questions, so I'm just going to force myself in here.
You're in there, too. Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
He just didn't care. He's like, I don't care what Ozzy thinks. He doesn't watch wrestling.
I know, yeah. I can only care for the opinion of one minority today.
You're Mexican, too. It's the same thing.
I know. He can only care for one minority, not two. You know? So that's why I only asked you. No, seriously, though. When I saw... it was after Nash had beaten Goldberg for the title, but not at that moment. It was when Nash dropped the title to Hogan with the finger poke of death. And I thought to myself, how fucking old is Hogan? Like, you had this guy that was being... that was a monster, like, destroying through this roster, and he was at the top of his game. And, yeah, okay, I kind of guessed Kevin Nash, how that happened, like, him being champion, sure. But then when Hogan went, I was like, this isn't good. Like, this is... I was concerned for, like, I didn't know what the fuck was happening anymore. And then at the moment that I saw Vince Russo show up on TV, that's when I knew it was all... It was going to hell.
I will tell you this.
Really, though?
The finger poke of doom and Nash, here's my thing. That is like the definition of why you don't let a worker book, especially your champion.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Right, Nash? Ozzy?
No comment.
I bet he has an intern comment.
Well, you know the Russo thing? I mean, when he first showed up, and I can remember this time period pretty well. It was, I mean, there was actually a positive vibe. Because at that point, the perception was that, WWE was so good because of Vince Russo. So I can't say I had a negative reaction to that at first. Of course, later you kind of realize that, you know, you had a filter in WWE for Vince Russo. And I think as time's gone by, there was a lot of stuff he did that really hasn't aged well.
That was my thing. Like, when he showed up on TV, I thought to myself, why is he on TV? Like, this guy sucks charisma from everybody else. He's like anti-charisma. I don't want to watch him. I don't want to pay attention to him. But you're making me listen to him. Why? Well, because he's the fucking booker. Jesus fucking Christ. Is he... Yeah. Gonna have a pumpkin gimmick now.
I will say, I don't know if you guys listen to his podcast. He, at the very least, he has answers for almost everything. The one thing that he has never, and he kind of glosses over it, and he's never had a good answer for it, is putting the belt on himself. He's never been able to come up with an excuse for why that was a good idea.
Yeah.
I know that's always been my big thing.
The Arquette one, you can explain. I get that. You can't explain.
It's not a good idea. Yeah, not a good idea, but yes, you could make a case. It got them, you know, national coverage. But, yeah, Vince Russo, I was like, that didn't need to happen. That was just stupid. That felt like you were just doing it because...
You
know,
could.
What, you could, yeah. I mean... So, yeah, those are pretty good answers. I would definitely also say not creating new stars. I didn't know they were going to go away, but I knew things were over when they lost, you know, Benoit, Guerrero, Malenko, and Saturn all at the same time. I was like, wow, those were their best wrestlers. I mean, that was... not good. At that point, I was like, I don't think they're ever going to be number one again. A lot of history, and I hope AEW learns from it, because, I don't know, I just have a bad feeling when they're signing Jack Swagger. I'm sorry. I do. And I know there'll be some, you know, hey, we all saw TNA sign guys, but... At least, you know, hey, Kurt Angle, great move. That guy, you know, could work. You know, there's been other guys that you could certainly make a good case for. But if they start just signing everybody, I mean, they have to ask, does this person bring eyeballs? Otherwise, don't do it. Create your own stars. There's better options out there than Orange, What's-His-Face, and even Sammy Guevara. I don't know. I just don't see it. I hope they do. I hope it's not like 6 months from now and AEW is just another wrestling promotion. Because I don't think they'll be able to once they go in the hole, I don't think they'll be able to get out of it. So I really, really hope that they heed our advice and just the lessons of the past, because once they're down, I don't think they'll ever get out. Same thing with him. Todd, would you not Impact right now better than AEW?
I need to catch up, so I can't even honestly answer that.
Well, even the roster. I mean, I'd say the roster is much better overall.
Can you lie to us with an answer? Because you said you can't honestly answer, so can you just lie with an answer?
Yes.
You already said that you're not being honest, which is a rarity.
I know.
So just make shit. Make something up.
All right. Now I forgot. God damn it, Ozzy.
Sammy Callahan, Michael Elgin. So a lot of good workers, diverse workers there.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're about the same.
I would disagree overall. But Ozzy, so we didn't really touch on this yet. Well, we did with AEW, but what do you think of the new commentary teams? Well, we can talk about Raw, obviously. SmackDown, we can't say yet.
The new commentary team?
On Raw. D.O. Madden.
Who the fuck is D.O. Madden? Who the fuck is that guy? Did he win a contest or something?
Couple weeks on 205. He had to be scared shitless. I'm just imagining signing a deal.
It looks like it was the first time he's ever been on TV.
Primetime TV. That's intimidating.
Yeah, but I have to say, so when he was talking about how he was honored to be there calling Raw with the King, like, sounded forced. Like, didn't let your energy show. Like, how could you have gone this long and not let that happen? Like,
He's been good with Big Joseph before, but yeah. I don't know. My issue's Lawler. I think Lawler doesn't fit anymore.
Well, he's only temporary anyway. So.
Yeah, he's just not. There was even an awkward moment where it felt like he was getting ready to make a joke, like maybe an inappropriate joke, and he thought better of it. I don't dislike Vic Joseph. I think he's decent from what I've seen. D.O. Madden, I can't fully judge. I feel like Booker T would be better in Lawler's spot at this point. I don't know. I mean, it definitely feels like SmackDown's essentially now going to be the A show. And I feel the commentary team is obviously a clear sign of that. But I don't know. I'm curious to see where they go with the commentary. I don't feel like that's going to be the long term. And where the hell's Nigel McGuinness? That's who I would have put on Raw. He's excellent.
Yeah, that
I don't think Vince would have approved. Vince doesn't like people with accents.
Yeah.
Does a British accent, though, count? I mean, he's clear. I don't know. I get that. I guess that's true, but yeah. Ozzy, you need to call Raw.
All right. Fuck it. Let's do it.
There we go.
We should do that, Todd. Have Raw on just low volume. I don't know if there's a way to, I guess there's no way to block out the announcers, but
no.
I want to hear Ozzy call Raw.
It could be like Wrist Tracks, where we just make an audio file and like, okay, start now. 1, 2, 3, pause.
Oh, you mean like, yeah, like we do when we do commentaries? Yeah. So same thing.
Yeah. That would actually be pretty.
God damn it, Todd. That is TV magic to some people out there. Here you are killing the fucking magic. Children are crying.
The magic.
I hope you feel good about yourself.
The magic killer. Wasn't that a finish?
It is.
There you go.
A finish. It is a finish. Who's current?
Whose is it?
Oh, did you?
The Revival.
You guys like...
Oh, that's right.
No, OC do the Magic Killer.
Oh, there we go. Oh,
damn it.
You fucked up.
Yeah,
you fucked up.
I did. I totally fucked up. All right, I get it.
Vince would yell in the headset about that one. It's the Shatter Machine, damn it. Did you guys like AOP's promo? I'm actually a big fan. That was a good promo. The lust for violence and stuff. I feel like they erased the Drake Maverick stuff with that package they did.
It definitely makes them seem less goofy.
Yeah. Sometimes it helps being off TV for a while. I feel like they need to do that more often. When somebody's getting stale, you've got so much fucking talent, just let them go away for a couple months, and it'll do wonders. But, yeah. So, I guess that's all we've got. We do appreciate you guys bearing with us. Again, that's why you're getting the show later. Anything to promote? Oh, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the Flesh Wound Day on eBay if you're a Marvel, DC, Disney fan. I've got a lot more than just horror up right now, so check it out. I'll still be shipping out with a helper while I'm down in Los Angeles, so check it out. It's more diverse than it usually is. It's not all just gore and debauchery. And Ozzy, do you have something to promote?
Absolutely. If you're listening to this right now and you have not seen the most recent episode of UITV, you should do so, as we have matches such as Candy Girl going up against Leslie Iris. We also have Snipes going up against European Juggernaut Sean Black. And if you have not yet done so, you can purchase your tickets for Hellbound happening October 19th at the Metroflex Sports Complex in Long Beach. Get your tickets at uewwrestling.com. In the main event, it'll be Fern Owens versus Homeless Jimmy in a steel cage for the Underground Empire Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. This is going to be an outdoor show. This is going to be crazy. You're going to want to see this.
Yes.
You're going to be in town for it, Dan.
I'm going to be there. I will be at Hellbound, guys. So get your tickets.
$20.
Say hi.
And if you're listening to this, $20 guarantees someone sits in Dan's hat.
Ah.
I don't think Dan's going to have the balls to bring the hat now.
Oh, is that a challenge, Todd? I'll tell you what. You guys come to Hellbound
and you'll
see me.
Hashtag bring the hat.
You will see me Haku Machete, Todd, if you come to the show.
I'm going to No, you got to do that to Ozzy. You got to do that to Ozzy. He loves that.
Hey, if I get Haku Machete, I'm just going to punch somebody in the face. So let's not do that.
Here goes Ozzy.
You have about it. Once you take a Haku Machete, you've got about 10 seconds where you're immobilized. If you do it right. If you don't botch the Haku Machete.
All I got to say.
I'm warning you.
If Dan doesn't.
Don't do it.
If Dan's not wearing the hat when I pick him up at the airport, I'm not picking him up. I'm just driving by.
That's fucked up, Todd. You're going to strand me in L.A.
You better have the hat on.
You got like 60,000 homeless drifters that are gonna kill
me.
Hey,
then you better learn Uber pretty quick if you don't have your hat on.
Yeah, if Todd doesn't pick you up, I think someone shitting in your hat's gonna be the least of your problems.
They're gonna be shitting in your mouth.
Good Lord. I didn't even go that far. Jesus, Todd.
Sorry.
Todd watching his German smut again.
I guess he is. Jesus.
You take it to a dark place, Todd, every time. Ozzy, are you ending the show by going to see Joker?
I'm going to see that Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right. We're not saying anything. I think that's
yes.
Pugs wouldn't.
Shut
don't,
up.
Don't worry. Don't worry, he can't. I have threatened him to spoil Walking Dead for him because I've already watched the season
there
premiere.
There you go.
Because when I was out of town,
neutralized.
When I was out of town, I paid the $5 for AMC premiere, and you get you got the season premiere a week early, but you also get every new episode 48 hours early, so I could constantly torture him that I'm gonna spoil it if he's not good.
I had somebody do that on Facebook. Somebody spoiled the season finale of Walking Dead because they had the DirecTV feed. And then when they posted, all these comments were like, seriously, dude? And then he was like just apologetic and all this stuff. And my sister's like, I unfriended him after that. That's bullshit.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a problem with wrestling now because we don't get an East Coast feed of SmackDown.
AEW?
No. No,
because
Fox is just Fox.
That's true.
So we
I didn't thought of that.
If it was,
hold on a second.
If it was on Fox Sport West, we'd be fine.
But okay, so when SmackDown's being filmed live in the East Coast, it's just going to be like when they did the Tuesday Night Live SmackDown.
It's going to be the same.
It'll be taped for. It's like Raw.
It's like any like SmackDown used to be. It's on at 8 o'clock here, like when it was on UPN. So even though, like example, Friday, it's they start filming at 5 p.m. here to go live on the East Coast, but it doesn't air here till 8 o'clock.
Do you guys like it on Friday? It is kind of nice having a little bit of a break and not 2 days.
I agree with that. I
still
think
Friday night.
If it was on Friday night at 5, where I could watch it. Like, early, it'd be okay. But Friday at 8, no one wants to sit and watch SmackDown. Except Dan.
Yeah, that's... Fuck you, Todd. I just said I wish it wasn't on Friday, goddamn.
But you're going to still watch.
Friday's tough. A lot of times I go to the movies. I mean, I'm not going to just...
And that's going to be the biggest problem with SmackDown. That it's on Fridays.
I think it's not going to stay on Fridays, to be honest with you. I really don't.
That's why they bought it, because every other night of the week they got something. I don't think they're going to give up, say, a Thursday for it. It's going to stay on Friday, and they know it's going to get lower ratings. So.
But it's filler for them.
What?
Yeah.
It's filler for them.
Yeah, pretty much.
They spend a lot of money. That's expensive filler, but maybe.
Doesn't Fox have the money from the Disney deal still? Is that where that money probably came from?
Yeah.
Disney owns everybody now, right?
That portion of Fox has all this money from Disney because it sold the chunk. So there's still a portion of Fox that has a shitload of money. So maybe their business plan is like, let's spend a bunch of money to have something every night of the week. Because the networks is all they have now.
Yeah, they got rid of all the film stuff.
Expectations for ratings now I don't think are what they used to be anyways.
With everything streaming,
I don't know.
Easy to get away with.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I don't know if the AEW-WWE war is ever going to be the same as WCW. I don't know if we're going to have guys, like, reading out, I don't know if there's a taped show or something, reading out spoilers or anything that level. Although I kind of hope that... I was disappointed there wasn't any shit-talking the next day.
Well, yeah.
That I saw.
AEW better not have a taped show, because Bischoff can read it on a Friday night. That would be awesome.
I was going to say, everybody's polite now, wishing each other luck. I mean, come on, if you had Twitter back then, it would have been Eric.
Oh, man.
That would have been awesome.
Eat a dick, Vince.
I would have paid money to read some of those tweets.
I would have been, man.
Can you imagine?
If only we had Twitter back then.
Can you imagine Stone Cold with a Twitter machine back then? I don't know. I kind of wish it was more of an Instagram, so we just get videos of him drinking beer and yelling at Deborah.
You overcooked my steak, Deborah. Blast her with the stunner. If my steak don't bleed, you will, bitch.
I think DX with an Instagram would have been something special.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because there weren't the same rules. Everything wasn't so PC. That was...
Yep. Road Dogg with an Instagram account, like, with that gimmick. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Fuck
imagine
that.
The night they invaded Monday Night War, or with the... When they invaded WCW, imagine if they had, like, their own media accounts going crazy. Like, okay.
I got a better one.
All right, Todd. Stop building yourself up. Just say it.
The Godfather's Instagram.
Would say that.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. Ozzy doesn't like women.
I don't know.
That's not true.
You don't care when they get beat up in the back.
You know what? Fine! Fuck it! I don't care who listens. We're gonna storyboard every episode from now on so this shit doesn't happen anymore. Congratulations!
Guys, you can experience all this fun, and we're not even wrestling each other at Hellbound.
Hey,
you
Ozzy!
You should get tickets.
One thing I noticed is I don't hear popcorn. Are there no fireworks anymore? Or did we just not hear them?
It is off peak for Disneyland, okay. So that's why there are no fireworks right now.
Okay.
I think they have fireworks for their... Actually, you know what? This is what I found out. So Sunday through Thursday, they actually have like a laser light show in place of the fireworks.
Okay.
Because every time that they launch fireworks on a weeknight, they're fined by the city of Anaheim.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So just paid a fine?
That was part of the cost of the fireworks show, was the fines levied by the city for noise after a certain time during it's a certain amount of noise after 8 o'clock on a weeknight.
So they're not able to just shut that down at a certain point? I'm surprised Disney would break the law like that.
No. Dude, you don't understand. This is part of the double standard. It's not breaking the law. It's the cost of doing business.
Yeah. It's like when RVD would go...
Essentially...
It's RVD would go pay his weed fine. Did I beat
you to
this?
It's the cost of doing business, so it's just an externality. You know what I mean? How much is the fine? Oh, whatever. And the city's fine with it because they're going to keep getting revenue. So it's essentially like an unofficial permit.
Okay. I just figured image for Disney, though.
It's not seen as breaking the law. Like, if you told somebody that, like, oh, Disney has to pay X amount of dollars every time you do a firework fireworks show on a weeknight, that person might say, oh, wow, that's cool that they're dedicated to entertaining their guests, that they're willing to incur a fine for doing so. And then it justifies the ticket prices.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but, you know, in theory.
Ticket prices have gotten bad. I'm going next December, next year. Disney's gotten, well, Disney World. I don't know if Disneyland's
it's
worse
bad.
Or it
I
is.
I don't think
okay.
it's as bad as World, but.
Yeah, World's, you've been to Disney World, right?
Once.
You guys? Oh,
I have not.
It's a lot more to it.
I didn't like it as much. Their Pirates of the Caribbean sucks.
Any more wrestling?
No.
Started talking about Disney.
Sorry,
I
Ozzy.
We were on the podcast.
Then we should say goodbye. Okay.
Moving along.
That's all right.
WrestlingFeatures.com, Hellbound. Seriously, guys. Come on out. Say hi.
Get
it's
your
gonna
tickets.
Be a great show. That main event is going to be sick.
Ozzy will sign something for you special. Dan will let you take a picture with his hat.
Yes, free of charge. Just consider that a bonus of admission. I will sign your hat if you request it. Just give me a Sharpie. I will sign that shit. I will sign parts. I don't
even
care.
He's going to sign the shit in his hat too.
How is that possible? Or are you just going to put your hand in it like when a celebrity gets his their handprints in Hollywood?
Oh, that's awesome. All right.
Put the handprint.
On that note, good night, guys.
Good night. Good night.